RNZ Pacific, Ali, I'm Moratuila Epitela with the news. Telecommunications continue to remain down in the Vava'o and Ha'apai group islands in Tonga since the volcanic and violent eruption and tsunami 2 weeks ago. Bad weather has so far prevented mobile company Digicel repairing its microwave link on the uninhabited ash-covered island of Kau. Digicel's chief executive in Tonga, Anthony Seoseo, says a team of engineers had been attempting to land by helicopter.
For the last 3 days, the team have tried to get to that island via helicopter for the helicopter to drop them at the top of Kau Island, fix the equipment which is at the top of the island. But it was too dangerous to land the helicopter on the summit.
Meanwhile, a specialist ship is on its way to restore the sole undersea cable linking Tonga to the rest of the world. It's expected to arrive tomorrow, but technicians may need a few weeks to repair it. Samoa's head of state has signed into law the new state of emergency orders relaxing the COVID-19 lockdown from alert level 3 to level 2. However, it comes with law-binding mandatory strings attached. The public health conditions to be observed during the next 2 weeks includes mandatory wearing of face masks, showing of vaccination cards and social distancing. Furthermore, there will be a rollout of the vaccination for those who have not started or completed doses, and for pediatric vaccinations once it's available, as well as booster shots and PCR testing for people in quarantine. The Cabinet will review the developments before the end of the 2 weeks. And Samoa's Ministry of Health data confirms 301 people are in MIQ, including the 27 COVID-19 positive cases. Those confined in isolation include 228 public servants who worked as frontline staff when the flight from Brisbane, Australia, transporting 73 passengers arrived last Wednesday. And since then, 22 passengers from that flight have tested positive for COVID-19, and there are also 5 registered nurses who provided healthcare services for the initial group of passengers who tested positive. The government also confirmed that samples sent to New Zealand for variant testing confirmed 6 people are infected with Omicron variant and 1 with the Delta variant. The 4th round of swab tests for the entire group happened yesterday, with the results soon to be made available by the Ministry of Health. A total of 1,082 vaccinations were administered on Thursday. A COVID-19 modeller says the number of Omicron cases in New Zealand could double by the end of the weekend. Leah Tibbett reports.
Professor Michael Plank says Omicron cases tend to double in 2 to 4 days, and it would not be a surprise to see this with the super spreader events associated to the variant. There were 15 new cases of Omicron yesterday, bringing the total number of cases of the variant to 105. Mr. Plank says he expects there to be several hundred cases in the next week. Meanwhile, nearly all vaccination centres across Tāmaki Makaurau will be open on Auckland Anniversary Day to allow people to get their booster doses and their tamariki immunised in time for school. Northern Region Clinical Director Anthony Jordan says there are more than 300 GPs and pharmacies across the city delivering paediatric vaccinations.
The Chief Executive of South Seas Healthcare Trust, Silao Sefo, says people are tired of COVID-19 rather than complacent after 2 years of this pandemic. He says he has seen fatigue set in, which could explain the low uptake of the booster shot in the Pacific community. The South Seas Healthcare team intend to use the Manukau Institute for Technology campus for a drive booster vaccination.
People are just COVID fatigued. We are, everything's all being about self-isolation, the traffic lights, the lockdowns. So I think it's just fatigue. People are tired. And so I don't know if it's complacency, but it's just been ongoing. 3 years is a long time to be going through changes.
Selaus Air Force says that they are preparing now for Omicron to hit communities, just like they have done in the past 2 years of COVID. The American Samoa government's humanitarian relief drive for Tonga has raised over $53,000. Churches, village organisations, civic groups, businesses and individuals showed their support as the governor, Le Manu Peleti Monga, appealed to locals to help their Tongan neighbours. Earlier this week, the governor had also asked all government employees to contribute to the administration's fundraising drive, which will continue until next Saturday. The leader of the local Tongan community, David Debaya, says they also hope to ship on February the 15th food, water, school supplies, bedding and cooking utensils collected during its fundraising appeal. American Samoa has a large Tongan population. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is ready to increase its troop presence in Eastern Europe and is watching very closely as Russia moves soldiers and weapons in Belarus. Mr. Stoltenberg says Russia is deploying thousands of combat-ready troops, aircraft and S-400 weapon systems into Belarus. He says NATO is not planning to deploy combat-ready troops to Ukraine, but it is also ready to respond if Russia chooses an armed conflict confrontation. Meanwhile, US officials say Russia's military buildup near Ukraine has expanded to include supplies of blood along with other medical materials that would allow it to treat casualties. The Australian government will spend an extra $700 million protecting the Great Barrier Reef. The money will be used to target invasive species and prevent pollutants on land getting into the sea. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the investment could also help to protect tens of thousands of tourism jobs that are dependent on the reef.
The reef has always been a priority for our government. And it's been a priority because we know how important it is to the lives of people in far north Queensland. It's important for their livelihoods, but it's also important for their way of life.
The usually colourful reef has been bleached white in many places over recent years because of higher ocean temperatures. Some environmentalists say Australia could spend the money on tackling global warming. To sport, New Zealand skier Corey Peters has finished in third place at the Super G World Cup in Sweden. This was Peters' first Super G event since 2019 due to the pandemic. Golfer Lydia Ko has shot a 2-under-par second round at the latest LPGA event in Florida. The New Zealander couldn't back up her blemish-free opening round, but held on to her lead and went into the clubhouse at 11-under for the tournament. And the All Whites will focus on tightening up their central defence ahead of Wednesday's game against Uzbekistan. The New Zealand men's football side lost 3-1 to Jordan this morning, and coach Don Hay says he is unsure how many changes he will need to make to the starting side for their next match. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.